Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 71.
Do you fancy a drink?
Well, it depends who's asking and when you're asking. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Right now, cup of tea. So I guess the answer's yes. But before we talk about that, let's talk about your week.
It's been a busy week. Just lots of bits and pieces. Nothing exciting.
Nothing groundbreaking.
No. Not really. What about you?
Yeah, actually, I've had quite a good week. Did I mention last week I'd been vibe coding, or was that recent?
No, I don't think you did. I think that's this week.
All right, so I've been doing the naughty thing that people either love or hate. I've been vibe coding some NVDA add-ons. NVDA is the screen reader that I use on Windows, and just things that I really wanted. For example, one called WikiSeek, so I can type in a Wikipedia article without leaving my desktop, and it comes up with all the text inside the add-on itself directly, and it's really nice. I mean, you can't jump by headings and stuff, but for a quick read and you just want to quickly find out something, it's nice to have that. I used to use it in another app, but that app stopped being updated, so what else have I done? I have made a video over the weekend, which has garnered some views, about my keyboard, my music keyboard. That's been fun. I did some more work with a singer, and yesterday a guy contacted me. He just moved back from Spain to the UK, and he said, could you play some bass on the track? Keyboard bass, of course. I'm not a real bass player. And I say, yeah. So I did that. So I've actually had a busy week for a change. Normally, when we start doing these episodes, I'm like, yeah, I've done nothing. But this week has been, yeah, really fun, actually. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Makes a change.
Aww.
I don't know what's going to happen next week. Do you have plans?
No.
We still haven't been out for our meal. We're going to do that, we said, at some point, somewhere.
Yeah, we were going to do that on Sunday, but Alice has a party to go to, so...
Yeah.
We'll see. See what happens.
Yeah. All right, fine then. What about Le Quiz?
So, last week's question was, in 2022, what was the most profitable company in the world? Any ideas?
Nestle.
No, that was... Oh, did I give the four?
You gave choices.
Yes, sorry. So the choices were Apple, Microsoft, Nestle, or Amazon.
Yeah.
You think Nestle?
They are in so many different places that it wouldn't surprise me if the answer was yes.
Mm-hmm. No, it's Apple. Apple yielded just over $100 billion of net income in 2022.
Okay, I can actually see that because 2021 was the year they released Apple Silicon, and that was an industry game changer. So I could understand. I was one of the people that bought in 2021. So, You know, fair enough.
Yeah. So this week's question, we're back to an animal one because you know, I love the animal ones. What animal is known to have the most powerful bite in the world?
Oh, I know this
and
one.
And I will do... a multiple choice again.
All right.
Is it a Nile crocodile, a hippopotamus, a hyena, or a grizzly bear?
Okay, I don't know it. I thought I knew it.
What did you think it was?
Lion.
Ah. Nope. So there we go.
Oh, by the way, Ashlyn commented last week to me separately and said that instead of Strange News, or as well as, we should have your Strange Dreams each week.
My Strange Dreams.
Because she likes that. Be kind of fun.
Well, I did have a strange dream or a strange dream.
Which is?
The other day. I think I told you when I went to a random hairdresser's because my hairdresser was booked up. And I got given this woman to cut my hair who was drunk. She'd been drinking vodka in a mug the whole time that I was there.
Which is what they do on TV sets all the time.
Yeah. And she cut my hair, not super short, but a lot shorter than it is, and really in a sort of very choppy way. So there were like
haphazard, shall
bits
we say.
That were longer and shorter and like chunky. And for some reason, even though she hadn't put hair dye on it, it suddenly was like this really had big dark roots and then like a yellowy fake blonde for the rest of it, I guess. It was all very weird.
Well, that's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
Yeah. And I was doing that really British thing of, you know, not wanting to complain and be polite, but also try and say, this is not what I wanted.
Well, you know what? Yeah. That's a lesson. It's to teach you that in life, as in dreaming, sometimes you just have to be forthright.
Well, yes.
Have you learned your lesson?
Well, we'll see, won't we? But luckily, I have a very nice hairdresser who I've known for years and years and years and years, and is like a family friend, so I trust him.
He won't do that.
He wouldn't do that, no.
I won't even ask him to do it as an April's Fool's Day prank.
Absolutely not.
Fine then. I mean, if that were to happen, you would certainly probably fancy a drink.
Well, maybe. Let's see.
Segue.
Yeah.
So why? Why does this question come up today?
Well, we've just been thinking about how, you know, there's that perception, isn't there, that if you don't drink, you are a bit boring, a bit, you know, you're not fun at parties, you can't really go out and enjoy yourself. And I just thought we could maybe, as people who don't really drink, maybe explore that a bit, I guess.
All right. So give us your side of it, and I'll give you my side of it.
Well, when I say we don't drink, you would drink, as in, like, if you were going out, you would have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
If you were at a party, you would have drinks or whatever.
A few, by the way. I'm not, like, in me cups. Just, you know, putting that out there.
Yeah, no, you drink a normal amount. But at home, you don't drink really ever.
No.
Because you don't like to drink if I'm not drinking. I cannot tolerate alcohol anymore, except for the odd glass of Prosecco or champagne. Which
the good
we will,
stuff, by the way.
Yeah, which we will share at very special occasions. Christmas, New Year. It's pretty much it.
Anniversary, sometimes.
Occasionally. Wedding. But even then, we haven't really recently. I think I'm always too scared to have much, because I know that if I, like, I can tolerate the one or two glasses, but then, and only of that fizzy stuff, anything else, and it really, really doesn't agree with me. And
but that's okay. That's moderation. I think that's fine.
No, absolutely. But I am now at a point where I wouldn't even attempt to drink anything else, like, at all. And I wouldn't want to. But, and I guess it's quite unusual to, well, I don't know, maybe now it's more and more common. But, you know, when I talk to other parents or whatever, other mums and people, and they're like, oh, we should, you know, go out for a glass of wine, or go out for a drink, or, oh, I owe you a glass of wine after this. And I'm thinking, oh, I don't drink. And that sort of can feel a little bit awkward.
That's what mocktails exist for.
They do. Yeah.
And that is some true. Of them are extremely nice.
Yeah.
I have a feeling my brother made us one for my birthday 1 year or something.
He did when I was pregnant with Alice.
And it was stunning.
It was a mojito.
Yeah.
Full of mint.
And he did an exceptional job. I mean, he was a bartender
was it a mojito
at a restaurant.
Or a long... I'm going to say mojito. But now I'm thinking, was it a Long Island iced tea? No, I think
it was
a
mint
mojito.
In it, at least the one he did. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was really nice.
And recently, I was out with Jake, and I don't want you to think this is like a common occurrence, but I had some kind of cocktail with jalapeno in it.
Sounds horrible.
It wasn't. It was surprisingly good.
Although people do make spicy margaritas, so maybe that's...
I had no idea that it could taste like that. It was incredible.
Are you sure it wasn't a spicy margarita?
Not that I'm aware of. Oh. I mean, maybe. There was like some crystals around the edge of the glass. Was that salt?
Sugar?
Either was one of the two. I don't
know
which.
Could have been a spicy margarita, you know.
It was amazing.
I'm pretty sure that they put... Well,
You wouldn't eat a spicy margarita, would you?
No.
Different thing.
I absolutely would not.
Honestly.
So, go on. Your thoughts and views on drinking?
Well, I mean, I drink in moderation. If I'm out at a gig, I tend to have a glass after soundcheck before the gig. not for any reason. Sometimes during the break, I like, will have one or the other, not necessarily both, unless I finish it. But I don't need it. Absolutely don't need it. Mm. It's a treat to me, a bit like a takeaway is a treat. I can absolutely get by without having a drink, but I don't mind if I do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
The last gig I was at, I think, with Jake, when he came, I decided not to have one because he was there. And he would not have cared, by the way.
No.
But I just decided I didn't need to do that. But yeah, it's one of those, like...
Do you think that the fact that Jake was there impacted your decision?
It did. And I knew that because I wanted to be seen as the responsible dad. But to be fair, he wouldn't have cared an iota. But I just decided I would save a little money as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do like... And when you say it this way, people think, oh, he must drink a lot. I do like a drink. I do like particularly just white wine. That's about all I drink.
Yeah.
I'm not really a spirit person or a whiskey person or anything. You know, I'll have a glass of rum with your dad.
Yeah, you do have rum with my dad. Sometimes a glass of port.
Not for a long time.
No.
I won't say no.
But you don't touch beer or anything like that?
No. Even in Belgium, where you're supposed to have Belgian beer, I did not have a single sip of beer in Belgium. I'm just not... I cannot stand the taste of beer.
Hmm.
Nothing I've had, anyway. Maybe that's just because it's all been here and a bit crap. But, yeah, I think beer's an acquired taste. A bit like mussels.
Yeah.
And I like mussels, but I don't like beer.
Really weird things to compare there.
But there are very, very acquired tastes.
Maybe, but a lot of people like beer.
I know. But a lot of people like mussels.
I'd say more people like beer than mussels, but who knows?
Well, it's not a common mixture, is it? Mussels and beer. It's peanuts and beer.
Mussels and beer. Can you imagine?
It'd be weird.
Yeah. Do you ever think you've been out and chosen not to drink and people have had views on that?
Honestly, no. I haven't been places where if you didn't, it was particularly crazy because I don't go clubbing. If I'm out, I'm either playing or at a restaurant. And I think about who's around me.
Mm.
Sometimes I'll be like, is anybody going to have a drink? And if no one else does, I won't bother. So it's kind of okay.
Yeah.
I know, for example, my friend James, one of them anyway, James Bowden, does not drink.
Mm-hmm.
Only water. Every time he's come here, or I've been anywhere with him, just water.
Yeah, that's true.
Not even juice.
No.
And that's his thing. And actually, you know, there's one thing I do not drink. And I know that drink, capital D, is considered alcohol. But, you know, I don't really drink fizzy drink.
No, you don't.
So that's been something I started years and years ago. It was actually a New Year's resolution, I'm pretty sure. I said, I'm not going to drink any more fizzy drink this year. And then I just stopped drinking it. Boom. And I just never went back. Now, I have had drinks, obviously. Sometimes I'll have a Fanta or something. But I don't drink many fizzy drinks,
if
I can help it. That's been my choice.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And lately, I haven't even been drinking juice.
I know.
I need
stacking up in the fridge.
Yeah. I like juice, but what it is on my desk, there's either a cup of tea because I'm Brit, or there's a tankard of water.
Yeah, because I've been trying to make you drink more water the last few months.
Yeah, and I have.
You have?
So because of that, I haven't had room for a third item or a glass. No. So I haven't been drinking any juices.
No.
Which, of course, I suppose helps me be a little bit more healthy, but yeah.
So what about when you were younger?
Did I drink a lot when I was younger?
Mm.
I don't know. I mean, I drank enough to get drunk as a student, but only a handful of times. Like I could probably count the amount of times on all my fingers and toes that I've been drunk like that.
Yeah.
It's not a lot. And don't need to do it to enjoy myself.
Mm. That's the misconception, isn't it, for a lot of people, I guess.
It is.
That they
need to drink to feel relaxed and enjoy their time out?
I need to eat good food to be relaxed and enjoy my time.
You definitely need to eat.
That's me.
Yeah. But you're quite a confident person, so I think that's what makes that a bit easier for you.
Yes.
I think it's when you have difficulty in social situations,
mm-hmm.
and I would put myself in that category, having a drink or something just to, you know.
But you have to always be worried about the quiet ones. Why don't you tell people what you used to be like?
No.
Well, this is about drinks, so you kind of have to.
Well, yeah, I used to drink a lot when I was, when I say a lot, it's not like, you know, it was an issue or used to drink every day or anything like that. But yeah, being a teenager, we would go out to a club. Why does that sound really old? You say, oh, I went to a club. I just feel like teenagers don't really do that now.
Well, don't hear really of any it. Teenagers clubbing, weirdly. I don't know what happened to that.
I mean, I'm sure there are clubs still, but it just sounds really old. Maybe it's just because it's me saying. But yeah, I used to drink a lot then, and that would definitely have been, because I've never liked the taste of alcohol. So that would definitely be for the confidence. And I think when you are in a group of other people that are all doing it, you know, all drinking, you just go along with it, don't you? When you don't have very much confidence, you just kind of go along with what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I did used to drink. I have had some not great experiences.
You think that's what put you off drinking?
Through drinking.
Mostly for life?
Well, partly because it's, you know, maybe a little while later that you suddenly think, oh, I was in a really dangerous situation there. I was really stupid. I think then, you know, we got together when I was 21. So that's still really young. And we had a few times where we would have a few drinks, but nothing major. We never went out to, you know, crazy places. It's never been my thing to like go to pubs or whatever. So we never did that.
We haven't in all of our years together been in a pub and had a drink together. Not once.
Well, there's that pub near the R&IB.
But that was a restaurant.
Yeah, but
it was during the day.
Yeah, but it's...
And we had a pizza.
Yeah, but it's still... It's just the upstairs part of a pub where you have food. It's no different than going to any pub that does food.
No, but we didn't have a drink.
No.
Because it was the middle of the afternoon.
No, that's true. We didn't have an alcoholic drink, to be fair.
Nope.
No, we have never done that. It's just not really our thing. Pubs are just not really our thing. Which is really funny considering that my parents ran pubs when I was born and the first home that I had was a pub. but yeah, it's just not. So yeah, so then we had Jake really young as well.
Yeah.
And then suddenly it's like, well, I don't want to feel out of control, which you do when, you know, you've had too much to drink. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't have drunk then. And then we had Alice and all of that. So it wasn't for quite a long time that I really went anywhere to have any drinks. And there are two occasions that I can remember. One where I went out with my sister and had two glasses of wine. And another time I went out with friends and had two cocktails. And both of those times, the next day, I was so unbelievably ill and not...
She was.
I've had hangovers before, like when I was younger. Nothing even comes close to this. And I think my body has just become... I had some medication at some point, which can affect your liver. And I think it's just meant that I am very intolerant to alcohol now.
It's funny you mentioned your sister, because that's the person I drink with the most.
It is, yeah, which
oddly.
Is funny.
Yeah.
And we'll get
together. We have a shared love of white wine. So we'll have that.
Yeah, you do.
We went to dinner, didn't we, in December? Well, I say we, my sister and me, your sister and me, oh my gosh, and Jake and your mum, to the Indian restaurant. And
that's why Alice and I didn't go, just so that it's clear that we weren't just left out. We don't eat it. Indian food.
No, you were left out.
No, we weren't invited. It wasn't like that.
Spicy does not appeal to you.
No, it doesn't.
I married a white woman who doesn't like spicy food. I don't know what happened to me.
Well, there you go.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so those experiences were so horrible. And the fact that we had two small children and I had to rely on my mum to help me get them to school because I physically couldn't move.
That time, yeah.
Was just so horrendous. I've not drunk anything
heavy
apart from the odd glass of Prosecco or champagne since, because I'm just too scared. I just don't think my body can tolerate it.
But what it means is that you got your drinking done in younger years. There are people our age and older that now just get completely hammered for the sake of getting hammered sake. And it's not a good look.
No, it's not. And I think when you've seen other people have issues with drinking, it does sort of put things a bit more into perspective. It's not something that I am, you know, particularly interested in. And I think had you been a big drinker, like more so than the few times that we did drink together when we first got together, I do think that might have been a bit of an issue for me. Not for you, but for me. I don't know.
But good job I wasn't then.
No. But that's it, isn't it? When you're first getting to know somebody.
I also don't watch football.
You don't watch football.
And I do put the toilet seat down.
You do put the toilet seat down. And you don't smoke.
I smoke 53 a day. You just don't know.
It's your little secret, isn't it? Out the window.
Absolutely. You heard it here first.
Absolutely.
Lies.
I did read something. I've read it a few times, actually, where they're saying that Gen Z are, like, as a collective, drinking a lot less than any other previous
group. Really?
Yeah, they're much more like,
it's interesting because
health conscious in that respect. You know, it's all about the matcha tea and
Jake has tested, hasn't he? We showed him, just so he knows what to expect. Different
He has tasted a few different alcohols.
He wasn't even that bothered.
No.
If he'd have gone, I like a bit of that, then maybe he would have concerns. But he's like, oh.
Well,
gross.
I think we've just tried to be
real,
very open and honest with them about the dangers of alcohol. And
but not to helicopter the point. Because,
of course,
the minute you do that is the minute they want to break the rules. And I would say that we're probably very not helicopter parents.
No, we're really not. But we do try and be really open and honest about all situations. So we have always said to them, look, you're probably going to do these things because it's a very normal part of growing up. And whether we like it or not, we would rather you did it safely
and
told us so that we can be there to help you if you need. And if you do something that you think, well, mum and dad are going to be really upset or really cross or disappointed or whatever, it shouldn't be a reason not to tell us if you need help.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, it doesn't matter what it is, we're always going to help. Maybe afterwards we might have to sit down and have a talk. But I just don't think there's any point in telling a child, don't ever do this.
It's
For those kind of things that are quite normal for teenagers at some point to do.
Yeah. Don't ever are two words that are just ragged to a bull. It's not going to work.
No. And I would rather they understood the consequences. So we have talked about, you know, how alcohol can make you feel and the dangers around it, you know, for both girls and boys, because they think there are different dangers.
Oh, very, very much.
You know, and we've
talked about those kind of things. And
because it loosens inhibitions, it would be exactly. possible that you take one and go, that's all I'll have. But the inhibitions are loosened and therefore you go, actually, mm-hmm. I feel good, I'll have more. And it is a slippery slope.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
And if it's your first or maybe second or third time having it because you forgot the other two, you may yeah. forget exactly what happens there. So,
yeah. And that's why we, you know, we've given Jake, you know, the opportunity occasionally with us, because I know that not his closest group of friends, but some of his other friends have been drinking, say, on school trips or, you know, just going out, whatever, which is, you know, that's fair enough. I mean, they're 16, it's obviously not legal, but, you know, it is something that teenagers do. Jake hasn't, but we would rather he knows that he can say to us and we're not, you know, going to jump down his throat or ground him or can you imagine? I can't even imagine grounding Jake. The thought of it is weird.
Well, hopefully he never give us a reason. He's quite sensible though, so
he's very sensible.
I doubt it.
No, he's very sensible.
So much so that other people seem to trust him with their kids.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
Yeah. He also, like you, has that kind of confidence where I don't think he needs alcohol.
He does not.
You know, he doesn't need that to enjoy a situation.
I can't imagine Alice much getting into it. But then, hey.
No. She'd be too scared. For now, I mean, like, obviously yeah. when she's older and it's a bit more appropriate, but she'd be too scared to be drinking at a young age, I think.
I didn't necessarily mean now, because the thought of a 13-year-old drinking and no, people no, calling I just, us bad parents.
No, obviously not. Obviously not.
But, I mean, her personality and the way that she is, it doesn't seem like something that would appeal to her, no. knowing...
No, that's what I mean. Like, I think she would be too scared to, you know, if she went out to a party or whatever and other people were drinking and stuff, I think she would be too scared to drink underage, is what I mean.
Oh, no, but I, you know, maybe, of course, people change in this years to do that.
Oh, I'm sure she will when she's older, when she's, because, you know, most people do, not everybody, but most people do at some point.
But to actually, I imagine her being the mother friend that makes sure that everyone gets home so she does not drink. I picture that.
Maybe.
She'd be the him. Yeah. She'd be like, nah, it's all right. You guys have fun. I'll make sure you're all right.
No. She'd be the designated driver.
That's what I'm saying. I see that for her more than anything.
See, I can see that for Jake as well. So I think he'd be one of the first in his friend group to drive.
He's adamant about that.
Yeah. And so I think he would rather drive, because as soon as he gets his license, he's
off,
going
man.
To
be, he's yeah. definitely off.
You know,
he'd be like, listen, I'm going up to like Sussex to pick up a graphics
computer
card.
Or something, because that's his thing. Absolutely.
Sorry, I'm just driving to Wales. I'll be back tomorrow.
Oh my god, can you imagine?
He would have delivered that thing to Swansea by hand.
Oh, that package. Yeah, he would have done, definitely.
My gosh. Honestly, that boy will just be Wheels. It'll be his nickname. He'll be yeah. gone.
But taking us with him, because he's got all these grand plans of places he wants to go.
Yeah, he's off the driving to gigs.
Yeah, he's driving you to gigs. He's driving me shopping. He's driving us all away for the weekends.
Nice.
Like, he's got all these plans.
Need a big enough car then.
Yeah.
Better start bloody saving now.
Well, yeah.
Great. All right, no drinking. Saving for a car.
Well, we're not going to be saving much, are we? Because we don't drink.
Well, the money you spend on not drinking is saving. So it actually all works out.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Well, there you go. Thoughts on drinking? I know there'll be some of you in the comments that don't drink. In fact, I know one person that definitely doesn't. He's told me so. So it'd be interesting to hear from him. You know who you are. Speak up. or forever hold your drink. Yeah. So give us then, how about strange news?
So, this week, a bunch of volunteers have been helping to clear up washed up bags of chips.
Washed up bags of chips?
Yeah, from a beach in Sussex. So they've had a clear up operation, which launched after concerns of the impact of the debris on the wildlife.
Right.
So the chips washed up near Eastbourne after several shipping containers with food and packaging were found to have come ashore on Tuesday. It's been largely volunteers that have been helping. But yeah, it's pretty dangerous considering, you know, the plastic and the food debris and everything can cause such an impact. Well, so from what I could understand, because it was more about the environmental impact.
Yeah, like British chips, not crisps.
Chip, like potato cut up.
Not crisps.
Not crisps.
For the Americans. Okay. No, not crisps. Because when you said that, I was like, well, plastic and chips.
Yeah, so it's just lots of bags of chips.
That's a really random thing.
They were in a shipping container that, and several other containers fell from a couple of ships just off the island during the last storm, the Goretti storm that we had. And they've been washing up.
Grotty, Goretti, honestly. Yeah, making exactly. a mess.
So there's just been absolutely hundreds and hundreds of bags of plastic bags full of chips and things.
Shouldn't drink and drive, you know?
No. So they've been trying to clean them all up because you've got all the wildlife and everything, and
well, yeah, it'll kill the
potatoes
fish.
As they
fish and chips, and it'll be bad.
Yeah, as wow.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's not funny. The poor fishes
and chipses.
Oh my god! Stop it. The potatoes release like quite poisonous chemicals and gases into the water, which is also really dangerous.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then plastic and things, you know. So they're on a bit of a... So it sounds really funny, you know, a whole load of plastic bags full of chips. But actually, it's environmentally very dangerous.
We're going on a chip hunt. But I meant it seriously this time. You're the one laughing.
No.
You naughty girl.
I'm laughing because it's ridiculous what you're saying.
No.
Honestly.
You just got to be chipper about the situation. You know, you've got to find...
Okay, that's enough now.
She's going to hit me.
You're a very, very bad man.
Don't get a chip on your shoulder about it.
I can't with you.
Nope.
Can't be serious.
Sometimes. But no, seriously, how is it going? Are they achieving?
I believe so, from what they've said. They've got all these volunteers there to clear it all up. But yeah, it takes a while, you know?
That's such a random thing to happen as well. Like, of all the things.
Chips.
Yeah. I mean, do we know if they're Uncle Ben's or McCain's or...
I don't know.
No, I'm being serious.
I don't know. It doesn't say. They weren't in like individual, you know, the red packets that you get from McCain or whatever. They were just in big, clear plastic bags.
Daddy or chips. That's an old TV advert.
It is.
Actually, it's not that old. I mean, it made a resurgence, I think, didn't it?
I don't know. Maybe. Came
back. I can't remember how it goes. You can explain it to the
Daddy
listeners.
Or chips. Daddy or chips.
Yeah, but what was the...
Oh. It was two little girls on the bus going to school, and the older one says to the younger one, which do you love more, daddy or chips? And the whole day she's like, daddy or chips, daddy or chips, daddy or chips, like trying to work out. And then they're back home at the end of the day eating their dinner where they've got chips, and the youngest has a chip on her fork, and the dad comes home from work and bends down to give her, you know, a kiss on the head. And steals the chip. And then she's like, chips. Because
obviously.
Daddy's stolen her chip. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. With that, we will disappear for a week and let you recover from this one. And do let us know in the comments if you are drinky or non-drinky, if you will. You know, you might have a few stories to tell about your nights out with friends that drink, or maybe your own stories. Love to hear them. Always good to read out these things. Follow us, like and subscribe. And if you feel nice, you could even hype the video on YouTube. Apparently that helps. I don't know how yet, because I don't know what it does. But apparently it puts it on some kind of leaderboard or something, and then more people can see it. Did you know this?
Not heard of that.
Okay. Well, apparently it does a thing, so you can go back and hype previous episodes if you feel so inclined. Anyway, thanks for being with us as always, new or old. Nice to have you. And until next time.
Bye. Thank you.